This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Enjoy this episode of Low Moon Uprising. You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy.
When it comes physically. Because I am like super frail and weak. And
okay. Well, much weaker than
there that. There are spells Erlo. With that.
Let's see. Okay. Erlo draws her mace and whips it.
No.
She throws like two chairs together to make a barrier anyone? Between her and the enemy, and she's like squatting down behind her.
I'm crying out loud.
She's mostly dead. She's just conscious. She's at 1 hit point, so.
Oh, she doesn't know how to. Yeah.
She'll regenerate, right?
I think that's.
If you're in a book and die in another character,
right.
Do you come back to life in the morning?
I would think that's
just
the body's
stay
condition.
In that pocket universe forever.
Yeah.
Disembodied.
Yeah. Your phone's right there.
Okay.
All right.
That was 2.
Yep, me.
What?
No, me. I get to connect with the guy in 2, you
oh,
said.
Oh, 2. Yes, you're arriving in 2. Okay. Right. And you run and try to shoulder him is the plan?
Sure. Tackle, okay. Shoulder, punch,
okay. Make
whatever.
A saving throw versus spell.
Okay.
As he smashes you with a weapon.
I made it.
Okay. You feel resistance, some form of magical resistance as you move to attack it. You may, I assume this will basically, you're basically shouldering him, so
yeah.
You're talking about
grappling,
overbearing. Unless you want to grab him, in which case that's grappling.
Nope, I'm just trying to get him off his feet so he can't cast any more spells.
Okay.
Then maybe pummeling him.
I mean,
it works for the knights!
I'm going to hold him down, and then I'm going to punch him.
This is what people try to do to me.
Is it?
Yeah. Geek the mage, or the priest, or whatever.
Okay. Alright, so you are overbearing him. Roll percentile dice, looking for a high number.
Alright. 84.
Okay.
I watched all of Journey Quest yesterday. Or I shouldn't say all of it yesterday. I watched the end of it yesterday.
Okay, so basically you slam him, and he goes back into the corner, but then he very kind of adroitly twists away. He obviously took some damage, and he takes 3 plus your strength bonus.
12 gauge shark.
But then he twists away, and you wind up in the corner, you're sort of sideways, so you can still see him. And then he staggers to his knees behind you. So you basically slammed him in the corner, and then he bounced out, squeaked out the side. And then he's on the floor, on his knees, and you're in the corner.
Okay.
And Perrin is right next to him.
Get up, Perrin!
That's good.
Alright.
And any other ones? Yeah.
Closing one.
And and so is the bad guy. Yeah. We can have a bonfire. Smells good out there.
Fires smell good until you smell them 6 hours later off your clothes.
Okay.
It's your turn, Isha.
So in one, Jubilo is acting, and then also the guy that she just slammed in the corner, he squeaked out went to his knees on the floor, and he is acting at that time as well, and he is scrambling, basically like crawling along the floor very quickly, trying to get out of the room.
What did the other priest do when the spell went off?
The other there one were in two. The
yes.
He's not acting.
He's just standing praying. There?
Yeah. He's probably casting a spell or something.
What do you do again? Have a longsword in his shield.
You wouldn't have your longsword out.
No. I was already standing, but I didn't have my sword out.
Try to shield bash him. Not really a thing. Of course, now they're swinging a longsword.
Poke him with the pointy end.
I'm going to go for the other priest.
Point towards the enemy.
And at least try to hit him or something. To
he could be a good guy. You don't know if he's a bad guy. The other one.
Oh, the other priest?
Yeah, the other priest in the corner.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, guilty by association. Right?
Hmm?
It's up to you.
Which one do you think would look best? For an elephant.
These priests are
colors.
They don't seem like they're bad in general, but the problem is
somebody snuck in. Yeah,
that guy definitely
blue. Looks. I would say probably blue.
Black.
This is like a Jorlin, who is the head priest, if you will, is actually tending to the council.
We just won't make him pop.
So,
okay.
What did all the other merchants and stuff do when the spell went off? They run?
A lot of them are scattering and running. Some of them are injured or on fire.
Could be more on fire.
Just really not making any sense to go after somebody who just cast something straight in. A little bit outside there.
Alright, I'll...
It is probable that if you do not make a move to stop him, he's going to scramble out the door.
Alright, I'll charge after him to try to stop him.
Five or eight feet from the
door. But I'll charge to try to get between him and the door.
And then I can draw my longsword and stab him through the back.
Yeah, okay.
That's what we'll do.
Alright, so you try to between him and the door.
Neutral.
He tries to scramble out the door. Let's roll an opposed catch check.
Simon says, we run, you die. 16. Are you kidding me?
Okay. So you basically like are arriving right in front of the door as he's trying to get out, and he scrambles sideways, and you like try to block him like a goalie with your knees and put your shield down and stuff, and he squeaks past you like a snake. He crawls out into the hallway.
Can I grab his foot?
He's squirmy like a viper.
Grab his robe, something to try to stop him.
Yeah, I'll give you one quick kind of. Rushed grapple attack, try to grapple on the ropes and how they
realize the mask that Michael Myers wears in Halloween is a William Shatner mask.
53.
The production crew were trying to find a mask to use, and they scrubbed the cheapest one.
Mediocre.
Captain Man, Captain Kirk, William Shatner.
Rolled 52 on those guys last time.
Nice.
Awesome.
Did they have to pay him like this, right?
Should have used those ones.
Okay. So you grab at his legs, and he's kicking at you, squirming, trying to get out of the hallway, and you actually wind up stepping halfway out in the hallway to get a hold of him.
Okay.
And then you get tangled in his legs, and the two of you are, like, laying on the floor, but just, like, your feet are in the room. He's actually out in the hall. He's trying to get away or whatever, and he has his forearm like across your face, like mashing your nose and your mouth.
Now you're on the wrestling chair.
If you choose to, you can bite him for damage.
Yeah, do it!
Do it! Okay, fine, I'll bite him.
Okay.
So great.
Not a noble elf anymore.
So good. You do damage equal to 2 plus your strength bonus. It felt like a pretty firm bite to you.
Okay.
You bit him pretty hard.
I don't know what my strength bonus is. So.
You bit him?
I bit him.
He goes.
Arm was on my face.
He says, ah, you witch.
No, not this time.
There you go.
Okay. Okay. Huh? That one, I'm going to move on to Have you tried casting a spell yet?
Ooh, that's better. No.
Okay.
So you didn't even pull my longsword out yet. I just bit him.
I haven't even tried casting a spell yet, and I have mages somewhere in my category. Yep. Okay. I tackled the dude. Overbeared him. Whatever.
Missile fire, no.
If I could cast spells with this many hit points.
Melee, 9.
That's right.
8. 7.
I don't have 5.
Can cast spells in armor.
Yep. Okay, and 7. Erlo charges around the table and is heading over to the doorway to help now having figured out what's going on. Is that Erlo? So you don't bring
on. Nope, that's put not your inscribe your little thing down there that you wanted.
I still have to do all that in a software package.
No, just order these tokens and then get it.
Erlo is or something.
Oh.
Okay.
I have a 3D
or I can just buy the coin.
I have a 3D pen.
Do they have the coin?
Oh, that's the wrong deck.
Well, yeah, that's it.
So 6. Now we're at 6.
I'm going 6. Yeah,
I think they also got coins that say
you are.
I think on one side it's different.
Laying on the floor, grappling with the guy who flames to the flame strike, the wizard who tastes a little bit like hickory, you think. Kind of woodsy.
Gross. Okay.
Alright, and what do you do?
Keep him there.
Let go of me!
Keep him there! I want to kick him in the face. So
she's drunk with power.
She'd have never made me a warrior.
Can I punch him?
Yes, pummeling is an option.
Okay.
Of course, he will get to retaliate.
In the face.
Knock him out. He
was born in 1923.
Today. Well,
it was 20,
right?
That's
old. That's old. You're on the percentile chart.
1923.
Yeah.
So he'd be 99. No, he died in 96.
82!
Oh, no, that's when he's in office.
He used the right dice this time.
Well, when you're doing on this chart, you may not necessarily... It doesn't...
You usually want high.
Yeah.
So, okay. You punch him in the head. You're quite surprised that you didn't, like, break your hand. You didn't point your head. And for a second,
strong.
You feel really awkward about that. Because if you were Jasmine, you feel like it would really hurt really bad. But it hurts, but not nearly as bad as you'd expect.
Okay.
No, he's still as strong as he was.
Looking cool.
Okay.
Damage.
Oh, hold on a second. Roll a
d20. It's like 97.
I say Grimmer's spell.
Oh, for God. 5.
Okay, so actually, you go to punch him in the head, and you feel like a magical resistance, and your hand goes right past his head and misses him completely. And you've also let go of him, so you're actually physically restraining him from running away.
Oh, well, he's got to escape.
Okay.
He's got a protection spell.
I know.
Okay.
And for his retaliation, he just pushes off of you so that there's now a couple of feet space between you and him, and he's clearly in the hallway.
Slippery dude.
Okay. He has not gotten to his feet yet, though.
I go in 5.
All right, and we're in 5.
Can I move still?
You have a second done, like...
I just want to move a little bit out of the doorway.
Yeah, you wouldn't go there that fast. It's literally you're punching him from 6 to 5, so.
Okay.
Since she's failed to keep him grappled, I'm going to try to grapple / keep him there.
Okay, so you're going to jump over top of Julo.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Grab the guy.
Don't fall on me.
Stand over him and grab him in your heavy armor.
Yeah.
You make you feel very uncomfortable.
Just fall on him.
All right. So just give me a dex check.
Okay.
To see if you successfully jump over top of Jubilo.
I rolled a 1.
Beautiful. Okay. So you bound into position, and then you reach down to grab him. Your dex is saved over a spell.
Made it! 15.
Okay. So you're... It's possible. And then you're rolling on the grappling chart, I assume. Hopes and tell is.
Yep.
Much grabbing going on here.
Ooh, 11.
Okay. And... Okay, so you're grabbing him, and he's pushing away from you, and then you lose your footing, and you wind up basically laying... Your head and your upper body are laying on his stomach, and you have your arms around his belly.
That works for me right now. That'll work.
It's not a very good firm grip, however.
Yeah.
And then he is going to respond to your grappling attempt.
Okay. Oh, boy. At least I hit him. I bit him.
Okay.
New to this whole grappling thing.
I had dukes keep on the floor.
Close to people usually.
So he elbows you in the side of the head, and in particular, like right on top of your
ouch.
Ear.
Okay.
Your ear goes down, and it doesn't feel good.
Okay.
And you're gonna take total of 3 points. It's only one reel.
So you've been taking your temperature all the
time. Yeah.
And
it's good.
Just a cough.
I got a buddy of mine who's got a slight fever and a cough, so he's waiting.
So you took an additional 3, but only one of which is real.
Right.
I have not had a fever.
20.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
20 total. The half was what?
But I really didn't
I'm
have
sorry?
A
policy.
The half 18?
I took 19 and then just added one. From the 3 to my reel, so I'm at 20.
I didn't have a cough at first,
right.
but once my head started to clear,
correct.
I was still in my
so
chest.
So it's really 22.
But
if you
I
go
get
to 0, you still pass out.
Okay. I have it off to the side, I just don't have it in the permanent wounds part.
Okay, and you're the same thing to you're not on ice.
I'm limited on the adjustments I can take.
Okay?
Yeah.
And his blow is basically...
You can download our app in the App Store. The app is called Life, the number 4... Toledo. Life for Toledo.
Glancing so it doesn't he doesn't keep pummeling you.
Okay.
So you have a loose grip around his torso.
Yeah,
he has pummeled you on the side of the head and you're laying in the hallway.
Could give him head or a chromium.
You could, a green and a blue. Or a brown and a blue.
Better take a shower sooner rather than later, though, as Ariana does get here, you can play. Eventually she's going to show up. I hope. She lives here.
Unless she's staying the night at Yaya's.
Yaya and Ricky to the festival at campground.
They probably left.
They probably had a campfire at the end. So.
Is that too much under a chromium?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Like a Halloween thing?
Yeah.
I was going to show you what to go to your
garden. Okay, so Herlo.
I'm going to show you what to go to your garden.
Yeah.
Right before I out of here.
Cover. Perrin crawls to her feet. Hanar was actually down.
Whoa! Any Kickstarter updates recently?
So. Okay.
Dice Hospital should be on its way, at least to the U.S. The Z-War 1 stuff.
Perrin steps in the hallway next to you, dagger, stabbing mode, and she steps up, and she goes to stab him, and she just freezes.
So probably in the next couple months with that.
As if she can't bring herself to do it.
What's the matter with you now?
Must be magic!
Yeah, there's something going on with him. There's a spell in place.
She does, but she doesn't attack him.
Oh god, he has plot armor!
Okay. I rolled a 5.
He has sanctuary up. So you have to make a saving throw versus spell every time you want to try to attack him or attack a different enemy. Okay. There aren't any different enemies, but it's still protecting him.
Okay.
Maybe that's what that other priest is doing.
He has a sanctuary spell up.
Okay. And I believe that ends the round. Technically, you just grapple him, so you could continue to grapple him or pummel him or something additional because you get two rotations.
Okay, I would like to do that.
And then actually, she has one coming too. So both of you can potentially try to punch him or grapple him or something again, and then he can retaliate once as well, yeah. Okay. Are you trying to grapple him again?
Yeah, 90.
Okay.
Perhaps if somebody did healing on me, I'd be able to become unconscious.
Turns out there's no.
You're holding around his midsection, and he's like curled up to strike you, and you raise your head and hit him in like the mouth, nose area.
Nice.
And you do 6 points of damage plus your strength bonus.
Whoa, look at that speed.
And then you felt like there was blood that sprayed out, and he was clearly.
Significantly
harmed. And because you weren't looking at him, you didn't even have to make it.
Yay!
Look at that.
Okay.
See, cast through that jerk.
He's gonna break. So you don't have to, if you don't look at him, you don't get sick. Sweet. Blind fight.
Shaky. Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, look at that. Cool.
In exchange, he buries his knee in your gut really hard. And you go, you feel like throwing up. You're not sure what you ate. Something that tastes kind of
biley. Gross. You get a attempt as well.
Meaty with a T or meaty with a D?
Percentiles, if you want.
Okay. And you take an additional 7 points of damage, of which 2 are real, and you black out.
Yay.
Okay. So she did headbutt him, and blood flew from his nose and mouth. And at the same time, he kneed her in the gut, and she went, and sort of some food chunks came out. She
gross.
Fell over sideways and passed out.
That should hurt him too, because I'm wearing plate mail.
Okay.
It should. I feel it should. You kicked metal.
He kicked the plate aside. Wham!
Yeah, right.
He's the boss root of D&D.
Is he moving away from us? Is that why?
No, she was.
I was holding him in place.
Bear hugging him, but now she's unconscious. Again, so
this time I'm in.
I think the bear hug is probably going to be coming to an end.
Yeah, she did say there's a sanctuary spell up.
You were laying on the floor next to them. Yes, and you did hear the sanctuary. So, and
Perrin's sitting here with a knife, trying to go like
was
this.
Trying to stab him and failed. So you can pummel him, you can grapple
How
him.
How much was unreal again? You said 2 was
seven
real?
Total,
okay, so
2.
5.
5 non-real.
5 non-real. So 7 total non-real.
And you get back 1 non-real per minute, assuming you have not taken real hit points equal to your total. Okay. If you've taken real hit points equal to your total, then you don't get any back to your...
Nice hospital points. By Christmas.
Maybe so... Jubilo, save the day!
Jubilo crush.
Jubilo and Perrin, come on, let's go.
Jubilo smash.
Y'all are disappointing me.
Well, I should try to hit him or just lay on him.
Not timing.
You have 3 options if you're not going to draw a weapon. Grappling, which is grab him. Overbearing, which is die longest. Tackling.
Yeah,
and pummeling, which is punch or kick.
Which didn't work so well last time.
But
well, besides your,
you could try overbearing. Yeah.
Besides the stuff that's not going to ever deliver, probably.
Okay. You still might have to.
The greatest success in overbearing is to bring someone to the floor, and he's already on the floor.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get. You won't be able to get away if you if you're successfully overbearing him. He's not going to be able to get away.
Put him in
here.
Full Nelson.
So you probably want to.
Full Nelson.
That's going to be more powerful. Step up and try to kick him inside the head, knock him out.
Stomp on his face.
Just make your save.
Okay. Alright, I'll kick him.
Sure.
Okay. So you're probably percentile dice looking high.
Pretty loud. 09.
Ugh. Dude.
Dice did not work that time.
You guys are failing me all over the place.
Okay.
Q1 2021.
Yeah.
This is not my thing.
You kick him. When you kick him, he puts his arm up and pretty much blocks the full force of the blow. You roll a saving throw versus spell in the sanctuary. You forget me.
Four.
Okay. So actually, you go to kick him, and he puts his arm up like he's going to defend, and then when you hit the magical barrier, you basically you just pull your foot back.
Okay? So,
and
I think Lorelai needs to start casting that.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a great spell.
I don't think I have
go,
it.
Can you go around like healing people?
I know, but it's not on my list.
On your list, yeah.
Can you go around healing people and not lose the sanctuary spell?
Yeah.
You just can't attack.
Nice. So you can be the battlefield medic.
Can't attack. Unless there's a caveat. Because evil.
So then you... Anyway, he jerks...
Oh, I do have it, actually.
Maris's body off of him and climbs to his feet at the end of the round. Okay? And then we got a new round. We have Perrin and Jubilo in the hallway to stop him.
Both are like epic fails right now.
Ah, it feels so nice having other people roll like me.
Mm-hmm. It's not very helpful right now.
Okay.
It still feels nice.
I'm not the only one who sucks.
So, in seven, he turns and runs. Okay? Now, when he turns and runs, you're close to him, so if you make a saving throw versus spell, you could actually attack him as he turns and runs.
Woo-hoo.
Make your doggone save. 19! Yay!
So now you can attack him.
Leg sweep.
you wouldn't be able to overbear him.
You don't sweep the leg job.
You watching Cobra Kai?
Sweep the leg.
He's moving away.
I know, that's what I said. Leg sweep.
On where he was, he'd already be gone.
I'm going to try to trip him.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try to kick at his
legs.
Yeah. Okay,
roll percentile
dice.
Oh, wait, first roll your
sentence
versus. Oh, no, you're
right.
No,
percentile
dice. Nope. I watched the first episode where, you know, he's 59. Lefty his side of the story, and that's where I stopped.
Okay, so yeah, it's a glancing blow, so it basically bounces off his leg, but it does do some damage, and then he's gonna have to make a dex check or fall. He made his dex check. So basically, it looks sloppy because he gets knocked to the side, and he runs like a. A fairy for a second. And then he skitters around the corner, and then it sounds like he fell because you hear like a clatter and something right around the corner.
Okay. Maybe he ran into a serpent.
That was funny. Six. So we're in five.
Come on, Perrin. Use those boots of striding and springing and go!
Four. Three.
Just me.
Three. See the new light cycle?
What are you doing, sir?
I'm going to get up and go after him.
Yeah, you're still... Oh, yeah, so you're still placed on the ground. Right?
When you go play it, you choose which side you want to play.
Yeah. You're on the ground.
No, I didn't get up.
I think you got up.
Right, I got up.
Instead of like a dual end that comes in and play tap.
So you're running after him then.
And then later you can tap for two different colors.
Can I draw my sword at the same time?
You choose.
Yeah.
You can choose at that time which one I play. You say, oh man, I don't have any plays. I really need a play.
I know, that's why I just went for, like...
Pretty handy.
And then later, if it somehow gets returned to your hand,
you can play. Doing physical attack.
Does that count as a base four?
No.
Three.
Still on base. Perrin also goes in three. So Perrin leaps down the hallway ahead of you.
But there's one for each.
Lands in the intersection, and then dagger raised like she's ready to thrust it into somebody's midsection. She,
hopefully she makes her save. She
charges forward, okay, and fails her saving throw versus spell.
My God.
You don't see her, like, you don't see him and her stabbing, but you hear, she's trying to get that way. She can't do it.
Oh.
She says, stupid magic! Okay. And then you come charging around the corner.
I can't do with you guys.
You sure there's not a Lego stuck in there? Take up space.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Cool.
I can't deal with you guys right now.
Okay.
I was just playing the
odds. You charge up around the corner, and you see that just around the corner there was like a cart, and there's a bunch of like dishes and stuff like scratched all over the floor. He is actually standing
the old days
next to the cart, parties. And then pairing it.
Star City or Glass City Games.
So, yeah.
Tackle him.
Okay, so you can basically just dive on it.
Yeah.
Roll overbearing, percentile dice.
You want me to roll the spell first?
First turn.
13.
Playland, dark rituals, cast this.
13.
Okay,
so amazing. Then that means your opponent's on a 4-turn clock.
And you dive on him!
62.
Deal with it.
Okay.
Or a 5-turn clock. Because it can block some of it, but it's got trample.
62.
You should make your save. Alright. He bounces off the door that's behind him, and the two of you go down. He's on his knees, and you're sort of caved over top of him.
Actually, I didn't win the turn. I
split the top. Take 2 plus your strength bonus.
With the other one.
Still don't know what that is.
That's not very. Let's just split the top prize.
Okay. He is going to retaliate. Little pony.
So you lose that.
Oh boy.
He would have beat me.
Yeah. Oh,
Ryan McIntosh, the guy with like the goo, you know,
okay.
Of magic.
He.
Well, he was the. Collector/body.
Basically, Hartley stands up under you and shoves his shoulder firmly into your midsection, like stomach area. And you're basically then thrust backwards onto the cart, which collapses in here under your weight. And you're not prone, but you're on one knee, and the cart is destroyed. There's dishes everywhere. And you take 7 points of damage, only 2 of which are real. And see if you're unconscious.
Well, I should say he had a fully powered Teletubbies. So he had a power 9.
Below. So
mind you, I had
40.
A Lotus.
40 real.
40 real and another 5.
Actually, that's it because
I didn't black out.
Me or Andy didn't own
and sag into a pile of dishes.
I was playing Mono Black, so no.
Dude, you made it further than you would have ever in real life.
But I did have a Mox Emerald and a Mox Ruby in the deck.
So did you just get knocked unconscious too?
Yep. 45 hit points. Because apparently is my max. Well,
somewhere in there
was your somewhere between 38 and 45.
So I had 3
points. So I estimate you guys are about level 4.
Maybe 3. Depends.
Probably 6.
No, you got to remember, there are some results on that chart that just...
You can listen to this podcast on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa.
Everybody but Perrin.
Regardless of hit points.
But that wasn't it. It was...
No, I was calculating my hit points.
Okay. Meanwhile, elsewhere... Terry's not there quite.
1,000 years from now, somebody reads this book.
Somebody roll that for him? I can roll for her.
Yeah, it'll probably be terrible.
No.
Can I be the drunk? I'll even walk around and go, rawr! Stomp, stomp.
You play the right molar, I'll play the left molar.
Oh boy. I'll play one of the claws.
I'm running.
Oh, can I play one of the demons instead? There's only 2 of them. I can run them up.
Okay, so after they disappeared into the book and Kenrabata went toward the Taras, the plan was you and Alicia and her cat and her dog and Precipice were running.
Yes.
Okay? And,
I can't sit out there.
What's that?
We truck it.
Yes. Okay. And so, random demon encounters first. Random demon encounters, at least not immediately. Okay. So you're traveling over the remains of the Riawa Temple.
Mm-hmm.
The ground is broken. There's lots of vines and there's quite a bit of fire, but it's not like a big forest fire that's rolling across. It's just like little bits of fire all over the place. And so you're kind of like jumping and dodging between burning piles of rubble and that kind of thing. Up overhead, you do see. 2 fighters. They basically look like wedges of metal, They have flames coming out their hind parts, and they come through over top of the rubble, and they fire some kind of energy weapon at the Tarrasque. You don't actually see the shots strike because you're moving in the opposite direction, so that's behind you.
Wait, these guys are shooting the Tarrasque? They look like demons?
No, fighters.
Oh, fighters.
Wedges with flames coming out there.
Oh, oh, ships, okay.
Sorry, ships. Okay. Anyway, so they basically go over top of you, and then you hear the shots, but you don't actually see, and you don't hear the Tarrasque like cry out in pain or anything like that.
Pew, pew, pew.
Okay. You also can see, you know, looking up, it's a night sky, early night, and you can see quite a few what look to be like ships, for lack of a better term, maybe 30 or 40 of them, and they must be quite large because they are very high in the sky and still markable. Like from here, they look like they're, you know, half an inch long, which probably indicates, all since they're all the way up there, that they're 5 or 10 times as long as the one that you came here on. You're thinking there's just some difference. And also in the night sky, you can see a large glowing disc, basically, which is another planet, you think. And you can see it's basically, it's lit up, but it looks about 3/4 gray and 1/4 white. So you don't see, like, trees or water on it at all. But it's big, like that, which means it must be huge because it's so far away. The terrain coming from here is pretty much downhill. It's broken, but it's pretty much downhill away from the temple. You can see there and over there and over there, and you can see demon forces moving around, so they are still fairly plentiful, but they're not in, they don't seem to be any kind of organized effort. Although, maybe about 3 minutes after you left the area of the Tarrasque, you saw two relatively large, probably like 8-foot, 9-foot tall demons lift up a big slab of stone that was probably maybe 2-foot thick and 8-foot by 10-foot, and they don't lift it up off the ground, but they lift it up enough to look under it. Like, tip it up and look under it. If they were searching for something. Alicia has changed forms to become a large tiger. That's how she's keeping up with you. It's a
tiger.
Mostly white with black stripes. It's got just a hint of orange, like tiger orange in a few places. And it has long whiskers, which you guess means it's old. Tiger.
She's old.
Okay. So basically every roughly 5 or 10 minutes that you traverse the rubble, there is a chance that you will, you know, run into demons. There's also a small chance that the fighters might shoot at you because they are occasionally shooting at the demons that are amidst the rubble. After 10 minutes, the Tarrasque will basically be out of view. Now, once you get outside what was, you know, the remains of the burning forest, there's rubble, then burning forest, once you get outside that, you know that the planet is basically covered with broken terrain. All the buildings and everything were knocked down because you flew over it before in the ship and actually went to the one area where there were some buildings still standing, but they were crazy up. Okay? So the first 5 minutes, no demon encounters, and no fighters come over and shoot at you, but you do see in the distance one small like herd of demons with three lizards like you saw before, looked like the kind of Tyrannosaurus Rex, but smaller, and two of the kind of thin, wiry, demon-looking things that you bought previously, and a fighter comes over and blasts 3 out of the 5, and the other two eventually get up after the fighter is gone, and they scatter. So there's still an active conflict taking place, and you're now roughly about 7 minutes away from the Tarrasque, which would be, in your case, About 500 yards
from the Tarrasque?
Yeah.
It's like a football field and two quarters of it.
Five football fields.
I was trying to convert to
a little over a quarter mile. Between a quarter and a half mile. Okay, if you were, if the train were not so rubbled and broken, you could go to sprinting and then you'd be able to go even faster.
Am I outrunning it?
The Tarrasque?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't moving. It stayed to fight Kendra about.
Oh, okay. Well,
it was not pushing you.
Do I get the feeling I could outrun it if it was chasing me?
Probably not. Mainly because it would be unhindered by the terrain, and it has a really long stride. It looks like it could move pretty quickly. But you would outmaneuver it. For sure. Well, and then of course the broken terrain would play a little bit of havoc on the outmaneuvering it as well.
So it's Alicia, and
if you were on flat ground, you would definitely outmaneuver it. So they literally run circles around it.
So there's Alicia and Precipice with me. Correct. I take it Alicia can't talk?
Correct.
Hey, Precipice, what do you think are odds of one of those fighters, one of those ship things coming down and taking us away if we flag them down?
Not bad, I'd say.
Oh, really?
I mean, those can better for you than the rest of us. Probably me too. You and I could probably get out pretty easily, but as far as the dog and the cats, I don't know.
That complicates things.
Who flies over a carpet-bombed area and rescues a giant cat? Never heard of that. You know, he's afraid at that moment, Aubrey showed up with a flaming chariot, but no.
those ships can leave the planet like the one we came in on, do, right?
Yeah. They're coming down from the bigger ships up above.
Well, maybe we can get one of their attention. Ideally, without having to fight the demons, too.
Okay. One gets close, I could get in the cockpit.
How close?
40 yards.
Are they, like, flying really low? Or is
it... They're strafing, so they're pretty low. Maybe that might be a little bit lower than they are, but it's probably... Remember, there's variance in terrain, too, so, like, you get to a high point, and as they went over, they might be winning 40 yards.
Okay.
There's a chance.
Well, I'll keep running, and if I see one, I'll... wave my arms at it, hoping that they don't shoot at me.
Get up on a, like up on a kind of a precipice.
Nope.
And wave your arms.
Precipice, let me up.
Yes. How about just teleport me 40 yards in the air and I'll fall.
Oh, that's right. You can do the dimension door thing.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about. Yeah, if it gets close enough, you can dimension door into the cockpit and then talk to him. Okay. So in the next 5 minutes, demons first. No demons. Spaceship flies over. No spaceships.
Okay.
It's been 10 minutes, and you're now at the point where you're literally hitting the remainder of the wood. So there's trees. They're in pretty bad shape, but there are trees. Probably 80% of them are down or tipped down. And there's fire, like, more prevalent in this area everywhere, and a lot of smoke.
Are the fighters trying to stay in the same area as the Tarrasque, or are they just all over the place?
Fighters? No, they seem to be pretty randomly flying around the rubble mound.
They're just trying to seek and destroy the demons?
Or yeah. Whatever.
Okay.
Trying to finish the job, mopping up, as it were.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll... And I can't see the Tarrasque, right?
It's been close to 20 minutes, I'm going to say no.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll stop here for a little bit. We put
some distance. Before going into the woods, so like on the edge of the woods, so actually in all the smoke and flame and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whichever area is. Keeping an eye out for the demons ready to run. Catch up.
small breath, I guess, and see. We can't quite identify her.
Okay.
Roll a d20.
Alright. I hope I wanted a 3.
So, as you're in your, like, little area, hanging around, just kind of keep looking out for demons and whatever, you see a ship that is shaped more like a pickle than like a wedge. And it obviously has legs, the ship does, and there's white light coming from underneath of it. And it is, seems to be lowering itself to the ground. So the tree line goes like this, and then you're just outside the tree line to stay away from the worst of the fire and the smoke. And there's rubble all around you. And you see, over here, you see the ship come down, and it basically looks like it descends into the trees.
What do you think that is?
Probably a landing vessel. Maybe troops, or maybe they're recovering some ships that went down or something.
Do you think it'd be good to head over there?
Can't hurt. Worst case scenario, we could kill them and take their ship.
That would further our goals.
The white tiger says, "Rawr!"
I don't think she agrees with that.
I'll take that as an agreement. Let's go.
Feel free to dance.
Oh! Can I translate?
Sure. She said, no killing innocents.
I thought druids were neutral.
She's just say that out loud, or you can't?
No, I just...
Okay. Alright, so... But they do seem to like the idea of going in that direction. They've already taken a couple bounds in that way and spread out a little bit.
Yep. Heading that way.
Okay.
Hopefully stop an enemy pickle.
An enemy pickle? Yes. Okay. So you skirt along the woods, and you come to a place where there's like an inlet in the woods that there's really no trees and it's not burning per se. And on the other side of it, you can see the pickle has landed.
The pickle has landed.
And there's light shining there very brightly, almost making it hard to look at. Quarter mile, and you'd be within striking distance. Alicia says, "Rawr, rawr." And you translate it as, "We should sneak up on."
New Heights is a church that believes in reaching new heights in Jesus. Everyone's on a journey. Let's all work together to take the next step.
Till we know more.
Okay. You go right, I go left, or are we just sticking together? Let's just stick together. Okay, let's go. We'll be sticking.
Alright, so after a few hundred yards, you're getting into, getting close enough to hear talk, chatter, some squeal or screechiness of radios or something. The ship is making a constant thrumming noise, like, vroom, 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 vroom. And then you hear occasional burst of steam, like,
is it,
the legs are about 5 feet, 7 feet tall, so there is a space underneath, and there is a, you can even see from here that there is a platform lowered down to the ground, and you can see a half dozen, what look to be like oversized golems or small giants. They're probably 9-10 feet tall, so taller than an ogre. And they're very bulky and round, and they give the impression of being made of metal.
Didn't we fight something like these? Except like more
something much smaller. Yeah, man size. They could be. They called them droids.
The fabled droids.
But these are much bigger
droid games. Super droids. Okay, and are there humanoids amongst them, or is it just
don't
these?
See any.
And is the speech in common, can I tell?
At 100 yards, you really can't make it out enough to even know what the words are.
And it definitely has a kind of a crackly, it's not clear anyway. And you can't see where the source is coming from.
Are we in stealth range now?
You probably have a little bit closer if you get it, but you really have to be careful.
Okay.
Especially with all the noise of the ships. And
those look like larger versions of those droid golems we fought.
Jesus. Wonder what they're after.
Are they...
Hey, James.
Yes, sir.
You put that bag of cheese in the fridge.
I certainly can put this huge bag of cheese in the fridge.
Thank you. There's a clip on the microwave if you need to clip it.
Are they on the same side as the fighters? As the wedge ships?
Probably. Although, you never know with humans whether somebody in the group has a different agenda.
Well, those golems might be told to kill everything on sight other than them.
Apparently I thought she was coming home right after dinner time, but apparently not.
I might expect the same. The tactic of bombing everything doesn't seem to bespeak the likelihood of them wanting things to survive. Every priest of the Riawa was meant to die in that attack, that's for sure.
That's true.
I totally forgot that Arden was... I was thinking of a school, that's why I was thinking 10 minutes. But 10 minutes is not enough to get the chicken.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
My legs hurt a lot. Just doing expo the whole shit.
Expo. You're running the food to and from the restaurant?
Yes. For 7 hours.
How many steps did you get?
My watch isn't counting my steps right. It's probably in the 15,000s, but I only have 8,000 counted. There's no way it's 8,000. I refuse to believe it. Considering the first 3 hours of my shift, I have like 200 steps. Right?
No, that's
not fair. And then it just shot up.
I'm trying to figure that out. So yeah. Okay. Is there music playing?
It's
Caleb.
Caleb.
Turn it down, buddy. Or take it in the other room. Because we're recording this session, and we don't want your music playing in the background.
Steven wants to know if you can play the tomatoes.
That would be, as long as you keep them together.
Okay. That's fine.
Keep them in one area, okay?
Well, I'm going to keep them in the
tank.
Okay.
I'm going to
make a house.
You gotta be quiet.
Up here.
Okay. So, are you approaching?
Yes.
Are you gonna stealth? You wanna like one person to go and approach and find out what's going on, maybe, and everybody else do
it? Actually, that might be a wise idea to send
an oversized cat, an oversized dog, and an oversized tiger. These are not very.
Like 6 out of 7.
The cat seems really stealthy.
And a very capable mouse.
Yes. Mouse seems very stealthy.
Okay. Precipice, would you mind go seeing what if we can like take the shepherd? See what they're about.
I'm on it. He runs along the ground and then he disappears and appears about 40 yards in front of himself and then runs some more, disappears, and then you don't see him.
So handy.
Okay.
Maybe I can reincarnate as a Donalai soul.
He doesn't get it because it's a double line.
Oh, really?
Okay. So, I'm just going to wait and kind of try to be discreet.
Yeah,
lay low.
Yeah, I'm between the dog, the cat, and the tiger. Like, I'm pretty sure I'd have a good heads up when things are coming.
Okay, I'm going to roll for demons.
Yeah.
No demons. I'm going to roll for friendly fire, if they're friendly. Fighter fire. Fighter fire!
Okay.
Okay. So basically, what happens is, in the distance, and everyone sort of hears it coming. You hear a, and you look up, and you see traveling right along the wood line, coming from the direction that you came from. Coming from the direction that you came from is one of the wedge-shaped fighters, and he rolls over, and then as he comes upright again, the nose tips down, and as he comes along, still about 100 yards in his direction from you, he starts hitting the ground with what looked to be like rays of energy. And it's getting closer and closer.
Ready to dodge to the right or something.
Yeah, okay. So you gotta like, yeah, you wait until he's committed and then everybody tries to scatter off the path, basically. Okay? Saving throw versus breath weapon with a +2 bonus.
Alright, so one roll high on this one. 11, which you said +2.
Yeah.
If it's
his,
plus
his manager's
that's awesome.
Only giving me a tea for free.
Oh,
my manager
his
being manager Aaron.
His brother.
Oh, you can take mom a free tea.
If it's +2, then I made it for show. Breath weapon is 12.
It's
+2, I made it by 1.
Okay. So you move out of the pathway, and then it's not hitting around you, so you're a good 5-10 feet from it. But you do get showered with
bits
of,
the
remainder of trees and even some stone, like, as it hits. And as you look, you see that it those shots are literally burning holes that are this big around in wood, in stone, wherever they're hitting.
Yeah, I didn't...
Okay. And then the fighter continues on past, and then you see he rolls to the right,
the
and then while he's still upside down,
halfway.
He's firing again at something that's on the ground over there. And at that distance, yeah, several hundred yards away at least, maybe half mile, maybe more away. But anyway, at that distance, you actually see, you can see little bits of, like, dust and splinters of trees and stuff, like literally kind of hitting. You see stuff flying up in the air.
Except
when
for
you
like
were taking cover, you didn't really see that, but you
NPCs.
Felt it come down on you. Now you see that those shots are literally throwing up bits of wood and stone.
He did unleash a flame strike in the middle of our table.
Yeah, that's awesome. And
you see
healing?
A small explosion at ground level as if someone
went down.
As if he hit something that was volatile. So
the only people that were fighting it were me and Alicia.
And the fighter peels up and away.
The guy that the priest that
he rolls over
spell.
To be right side up as he climbs up to the sky. That whole thing took
he was flame strike was pretty hefty priest. This level.
Yeah. You figure they're probably flying easily 500-600 miles an hour.
Can't
run
that fast.
No, not yet.
Oh, my bathroom.
This can be that fast for 40 yards.
Is that my bathroom in the cabin by the toilet and get a thing of Joey cleaner for Alicia? Okay. All right, I forgot you were coming. He's extra the whole time, so he ran back and forth. He says, watch this and calculate him, but he only says about 9,000.
Yeah,
eight.
And I just wear my outfit. I'll just put it right there.
Well, I did not for 8 hours. I got just under 9,000.
If you activate the Samsung Health app on your phone, that's usually preloaded, as long as your phone's on you, it will track your steps.
Yeah. I might.
That way you don't have to worry about
I
a watch or whatever.
I can activate that and this and wear my Fitbit and see which one works.
How are you going to know which one works?
Like, a kid really
has the most.
A committee of step counters. Okay. Not meanwhile elsewhere, but about 20 minutes ago. All right. As the where we had left it, the Tarrasque had actually gone down on one knee and had reached out and struck. I think actually you got knocked aside. And then we're rolling initiative.
Yep. Fighting a Tarrasque, are
you?
One! Fabulous! Off to a great start.
I'm also with one.
Ah!
Okay.
What's your dex bonus?
+1.
The level?
15.
Unacceptable. 14.
Yeah. Okay. You're 15 now.
You have noticed already what you had previously noticed, however. So,
yep.
Okay.
Taunting is the order of the day.
Poppy.
Well, you haven't gotten out of its reach yet.
Getting
out of its reach is probably the order of the day.
I did want to
catch 16. I like it. I forgot because I gained one and then I got a restoration from you, actually. From my boy. But my deck still is only plus.
I'm out of bed.
We haven't been anywhere to buy anything in a very long time.
Our stuff doesn't last.
Currently, we're blaming all on prophecy.
And now Dan refreshes himself on the Tarrasque's stat block.
Okay. He's holding himself up with one hand and slashing with the other. Even odd, it'll be you or Bono. I forgot to say which is which. Even is Bono, odd is you. That's Bono. Okay, so he slashes Bono. Bono puts his shield up. There's a huge ringing of metal.
Getting up, girls.
Supposed
to be coming.
You can call
your
eye
on
after.
Oh, I guess I have white ones, too.
I'm going to yell at Bono to get out of his reach. We need him to move.
Okay. So, basically, Bono was in position. The guys aren't going to... He went down on one knee and held his shield up. And you basically see that it hits the shield. And then Bono seems to kind of crumple under the force of the blow. But you realize that what's actually happened is something that Satan was underneath of him has caved in quite a bit, and he's dropped like about 5 feet. So you can just see the top of his head and and top of the shield.
Okay.
Okay.
You're fighting on rubble. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Freshly bombed rubble.
How'd they survive the carpet bombing?
Who, all of us?
No.
They were with us in the...
Yeah, we were in the room, remember?
We were hiding out in the library area. In the extra-dimensional space in the hidden library. Let it borrow.
Oh, that's right.
Then got out.
That's right.
Sorry.
Okay, so he's actually going to get 3 attacks. He's now taking 1 of them. So then that would bring us to your first attack or Bono's first attack. Remember that you're getting up. You are not right in front of him, so you wouldn't be able to attack him with the sword unless he tries to attack you.
Okay. Work to move to get in position to attack him, but I want it to be the direction I want him to go eventually.
Okay. So basically you're going to move up to the front of him. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So your advance up to basically be next to Bono. I'm going to go ahead and let Bono take his first attack. So from where he's at, Bono throws the sword.
That's what it would
be. And it soars up and careens off the creature's chest, and you see like a little scratch or like a line there that's maybe about 10 inches or a foot long. Remember that this creature is very large.
It's like Godzilla.
Low Moon Adventures is a ministry of New Heights Fellowship Baptist Church of East Toledo. Check us out at churchtoledo.com.
So roughly a 10-inch cut is tall. Nothing.
Oh, so it's smaller.
It's roughly 50 feet tall with a 60-foot tail. Okay. And so then the sword careens off of him, and then it falls back, and it does not come back to Bono. Lands maybe 20 degrees off the creature's to the right. And about 20 feet away from the creature. Okay.
Magic resistance.
And then when the sword hits the ground, you see a yellowish blast of energy, and Bono appears where the sword landed.
Magic resistance.
No, we need to come this way.
Affect magic weapons. It's only spells that are.
And then,
put the subject creatures on.
The creature is going to tail slash. It's going to be a 1-4 this time. It's going to be you, and a 5 or 6, it's going to be Bono because. He shifted positions. It's still Bono. Okay, so the creature's tail whips around.
Black counter
spell. And slams up against Bono, who again tries to kind of get his shield in the way. Okay. And Bono is knocked roughly about 20 feet and slams into the remainder of a burning tree hulk and splinters and bits of ash and embers and wood fly in every direction. And you did hear kind of a on impact. You also see that Bono's armor is taking considerable damage. Okay. And then you arrive in front of the creature, and you can roll to hit. It is not considered gaggable.
I rolled a 6, which
hits
AC
-10. And that's a hit.
Yeah, I know.
Barely. D12 is very large.
17.
Okay. Carve a thin line of blood across its leg just below the knee. Or just probably more like just below the shin. Because you're not that tall.
The ankle region.
ankle biter.
They will call you the ankle biter.
Okay. And
the legendary ankle
biter. Roll a d20.
17.
What is your wisdom?
18? No. Yeah, 17.
Okay. So you notice that as you struck him, and then you kind of had to recover your footing and get in position again, and you were looking up at the creature as you did so, and you notice that there is a glow where the spot where Bono struck him with the sword has healed almost completely.
Okay.
Okay. And mind you, the creature is, I said below the shin, but actually it may have been like his arm or something. I forgot. He's crouched down, so you're not actually at his feet. So you actually probably hit him in the shoulder. And then,
I'm backing up.
Okay. And then the creature swings its horned head and sweeps it across both where you and Bono are. And hits both of you. Back up. 14, 15, 17 points of damage on you. And one structural save versus death magic or die.
19.
Go back to them.
Boy, you did a lot more damage to Bono than you did here. How much did I do on you?
So I know 17. What
we're doing. Double that on Bono.
Stop being on my husband, will you?
Okay. And he, the horn slash hits Bono, and Bono is buried back into the tree and is not moving.
Fall in.
Okay.
Fall in.
You were down on Bono.
Okay.
Fall in.
And we have initiative, but you are standing right in front of the creature now.
Follow him.
Zayden.
Zayden.
Hey, Zayden. Quiet, quiet, buddy, because we're recording over here. We're hearing your voice, okay? If you want to talk and play cards, you're going to have to do it on the kitchen floor. Okie dokie.
Or in the bedroom.
Or in the guest bedroom.
Or the guest room.
You could take them in Ariana's fortress in there. Remember Ariana's fortress is in there that she made out of cardboard? Her house?
I think she's
not
because she's me.
Okay. If she's not sick.
If she's not sick at the house.
Are you checking? I'm going to see what's going on. Okay?
How's our beaver daughter?
Happy birthday. You don't have favorites, I love them all equally.
No, it'd be, how's my favorite daughter doing?
Well, fine.
No, I meant.
Gee, thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
I'd be something my mother
I probably say. Should have texted Marie. Okay.
So the creature greens its head and looks directly at you, and its eyes glow, and we're rolling
initiative. Roll what?
Initiative.
Oh, I did 4.
Okay. All right. So you actually have initiative.
Don't you get multiple attacks?
Yes.
Yes, if she's in position.
Oh.
She had to move up last round. She's in position now. So now you this round you get two attacks. This is the first one, you go first. Assuming you're going to stand there and hack at this creature, 16, which without a wish star, you can't actually kill.
Fourteen
points of damage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Carve another groove of obvious pain. The creature retaliates with this massive claw. Ooh. It missed.
About 20 minutes away.
20?
It is an hour drive.
Yeah.
Sandusky, East Harbor, Canberra.
Okay, so he missed with his claw. However, he actually gets four attacks.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.